Thank the Lord this morning for His blessings to us. We're thankful for each one again that is here, and I'm thankful for each one of us that there's a place that we can learn. As the song said, we can learn to trust in Jesus in spite of any difficulties, problems, troubles that come our way, whether it be physical or financial, whether it be problems at home or in the body of Christ, at work, school, that the Lord will be with us. Before making any assumptions about the title this morning, that woke up and this week and the Lord had been talking to me about the spirit of resignation. We live in a world that has a spirit of resignation. Definition of resignation is an act of retiring or giving up a position. There are people that, many people that don't hold down a job for very long. They go from one job to the next. Something doesn't strike them right, they quit their job and they go on somewhere else. We find that happening in people's marriages today. Something doesn't go right or things aren't real good, they resign. Just, they have a spirit of resignation. The Lord does not want us to have a spirit of resignation. I want to qualify by saying that there are times in life that the Lord does have us make changes in life. There are times that the Spirit of the Lord does lead us to step down from a position that He has given to us. When I read and I'll just exemplify it this way, I read a little story about a pastor. But before I share with you this story, do you know in everything that is worth having in life, whether it's teaching Sunday school, whether it's singing, preaching, your marriage, as a parent, mothers, fathers, there are children, there are going to be times of difficulty. Because that's part of life. And especially when you get more than one person involved, you have differences of opinion, you have differences of perspective. And so it means that in life, everything isn't always easy. But just because something is not easy does not mean that we should have a spirit of resignation. It means that it's time to get busy and work through things to find a place of victory. And that's what the Lord wants in our lives spiritually. But there are times for resignation. I read a story about a pastor that, and this is really an illustrative story. Minister got up and he preached a message one week on commitment. And he preached about how we should move forward in doing service for others. And then the song leader got up and led the congregation in singing, "I Shall Not Be Moved." The next Sunday, the preacher preached on giving and how we should gladly give to the work of the Lord. And the song leader got up and sang, "Jesus paid it all." The next Sunday, the preacher preached on gossiping and how we should watch our tongues. In the hymn that Sunday was, "I Love to Tell the Story." The preacher came pretty disgusted over the situation, and the next Sunday he told his congregation he was considering resigning, and the congregation sang the song, "Oh, Why Not Tonight?" And then the preacher resigned the next week, and he told the church, he said, "Jesus has led me here, and Jesus was the one that's taking me away." And then they sang the song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." There is a time, and I know that's humorous, but there is a time for resigning. There is a time to recognize it's time to step back. I've shared on, as far as a pastor and congregation, I shared when I first came here, and I still believe it with all of my heart today. For a congregation to function properly, it takes mutual respect, working together for a common cause and a common purpose. It does not mean that there will never be disagreements or misunderstandings. But it is also a place that, say for a pastor especially, if the congregation ever felt like that I was not able to minister effectively, all you'd have to do is let me know. Because it takes that for there to be a working together. And if something becomes ineffective, it's best to move on to a place that can be effective. So there is a time and there is a place. And then there are times with, I remember when we, just talking about pastors, and this is not my primary burden, please understand. But I remember when we left Shawnee, someone had kind of asked a question, well, what was the problem? What happened? Nothing had happened. The Lord just led us on. We had a wonderful relationship, but the Lord had led us to another area of service. So there are times for resignation. But there are some things, folks, that the world has a spirit of quitting. A spirit of giving up. Because I will say, whether it's as a pastor, and I will acknowledge I felt this way, I wasn't going to do it, don't misunderstand me, but as a husband, as a father, sometimes you feel like I've fallen short. But how can you quit being a husband or a father? We live in a world that is doing that very thing. They're just quitting and throwing up their hands and walking away. But the Lord, I believe part of the message the Lord wants us to get this morning is that there are going to be times that things are difficult. And there are going to be times that maybe you feel like you have fallen short, or maybe you're not appreciated like you ought to be, or there's circumstances that are just difficult, and it would be in the flesh easier to put distance between yourself and those situations. But folks, through every difficulty that life brings to us, the Lord wants to use that to bring us closer to God. And if there are areas in your life or our lives spiritually this morning that we start feeling that spirit of resignation, it seems like I'm not living victoriously. Seems like I've fallen over the same thing spiritually over and over. That has a way of eroding our faith. It's one of the reasons people just sometimes throw their hands up and say, I'm not even going to get saved again or even try again because I keep failing. That kind of spirit is from the enemy, because the Lord wants us to keep trying. Don't give up. Have this spirit of resignation or of letting down. Resignation, a give up attitude. But the Lord wants us to have a spirit of perseverance. And I know over the last few months, this is probably about the third message along the same thematic line. The Lord keeps giving it though. Don't give up. Have a spirit of perseverance. I've watched people in marriages. I watch people in their homes. I watch people in congregations. I watch people on jobs. And I've been in some of those same areas where the easiest thing to do would be walk around, and I've watched people be faithful. I've watched people endure hardness and persevere through difficulty, and through time, I saw the blessings of the Lord on their faithfulness. So if you are in a place this morning, it seems like it would be easier to have that resignation. I want to encourage you, be moved by the Lord. But the Lord is not a quitter. And when you feel like giving up on yourself, remember this, the Lord has not given up on you. So when we feel like I'm not bearing the fruit that I ought to, and it seems like my life is just a mess and I fell, remember this, Jesus is standing up for you this morning to the Father, and He's saying, give me some more time. I want to work around them a little bit. I want to try to fertilize and dig around them that they might bear forth fruit. So Lord, help us this morning not to have that spirit of resignation where we lose our courage. See, part of the sign of losing our courage is we lose our energy. Lackadaisical. Become ambivalent. Apathy. An attitude of I can't help it, and so there's a lack of resistance. And there's no more fight. Fight's gone. I believe probably that all of us have been close, if we haven't done it, we've all been close to throwing up our hands on some things. Saying, what's the point? And then we lose our zeal. We lose our purpose. We lose our focus. We lose our burden. And there's just that spirit of resignation. You know, someone may show up at work, but if they've got a spirit of resignation, they're not going to get much done. You know, the breaks will get longer. They will not be productive. They'll be on their cell phone and taking their breaks more than getting the work done. Because they've lost their purpose. The Lord does not want us to do that spiritually this morning. I want to encourage us in the Lord this morning to know that you can make it through the power of God. Paul said, I can do what? All things through Christ. It's not through our own ability. So when we feel like we're to that place of about throwing up our hands, remember this, I can do all things through Christ. My trust is not in my own ability. And when we look at the future, sometimes when you get to a place of feeling some of that resignation or feeling it's about time, I would just caution you, wait until you feel a peace about it. Don't make major changes in your life while there is a lot of upheaval. Wait until you find a place of peace in your spirit so you can really hear the voice of the Lord, because there are too many times people resign from their marriage, resign from being a parent, resign from the body of Christ, resign from work, because it's reactionary to something. They're reacting to a circumstance rather than obeying the voice of the Lord. And this is why the scripture teaches us, it says, wait on the Lord. But it says, be of good courage. Wait on the Lord. So if you feel like throwing your hands up, just wait on the Lord. And be of good courage, for he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Just wait. Again, I would say during times of grief, if you've lost a loved one, it's not a time to make major decisions. Because it's normally reactionary, and a lot of times people look back and say, I wish I would have just waited. You know, people sometimes enter into another marriage quickly, or they sell their house and they move far away, or they do. It's best just to wait a little while. Wait a little while until decisions can be sound and really get the voice of the Lord. One of the things that causes people to begin to feel this spirit of resignation is failure. Repeated failures, dissatisfaction with current circumstances, trouble, perceptions that it's better somewhere else. Have you ever noticed the grass really does look greener on the other side? Have you ever been there? And then you went to the other side, and after a while you kind of start looking back on the other side of the fence thinking, you know what, it wasn't so bad over there after all, was it? Sometimes the Lord might like just to, and he doesn't do this, but just to shake us all up. Move us all around a little bit and help us appreciate right where we're all at right now. You say, but Lord, the grass usually looks greener, but we'll find that sometimes we get that spirit of resignation. The Lord's wanting us just to stop and figuratively take a deep spiritual breath and say, okay, Lord, I want to wait on you. I want the mind of God. One of the other things, personal inadequacies cause a spirit of resignation. Just feelings of inadequacy, that I can't do it well. Someone else can do it better than I can, and so I just need to get out of the way. Disappointment in other people and hurts. Great cause of people having a spirit of resignation, because I've been hurt. And so I'll just throw up my hands and I'll walk away. But folks, whatever the case, whether it's at home, work, in the body of Christ, let's listen to the voice of the Spirit of God and know that during difficult times, if we will persevere, the Lord has some victories down the road. The Lord has some victories. The song, the proverb in Proverbs 24, verse 16, it says, "For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again." That was not in the context of that passage. He was not talking about falling into sin. All right? But though a just, the context of the passage was, though a just man falls seven times into calamity, into trouble, and into difficulty, he falls in it, he's gonna get up again. He's not gonna give up. In other words, he's not going to have a spirit of resignation, but if he gets into difficult times, he's gonna keep his faith and his trust in the Lord, and he's gonna keep moving forward. Lord, help us to have that same attitude and perspective in our life. I'd like to speak for a moment about repeated failure. And I'm not gonna ask for a show of hands, because first of all, the Bible teaches us victory. There is a place of victory in the Lord, but I will say this, there are some areas in our life that getting to a place of victory is a journey. And I know it sounds more spiritual for me to stand up here and tell you, make a trip to the altar and it's all over. But it's not. The Lord delivers us from the power of sin. That is an instantaneous work that God does for us, all right? He delivers us from the power of sin. But there are areas of personal weakness and areas that we need to grow in spiritually that is a process in our life. Well, we won't ask for the show of hands, but do you know that I can say in my life there were areas of repeated failure. And it can be very discouraging. And I don't know if there's anybody here that has never had a repeated failure. I don't know if there is, then maybe you ought to be up here instead of me. But do you know what I found? That when you say, Lord, I'm going to keep going forward. I don't want to quit. I don't want to give up. That the Lord will come through. So my message to you in part this morning from the Lord is, don't stop. If it feels like that you've kind of failed again, don't give up. Keep going. Keep trying. Because one of these days, you're going to find the answer that you've been looking for. You're going to find that place of victory. But how can we ever find that place of victory if we have a spirit of resignation? How can we ever find that place of power in our life? Think about how Judas egregiously failed the Lord, did he not? He lost his life. The failure, the sense of failure was so great that he went out and he took his life. But contrast that with Peter's experience. He also failed the Lord pretty badly. But he went out and he wept bitterly, but he also didn't give up. He also, there was something in him that still had a desire to find a place of forgiveness, and he didn't give up, and he found forgiveness through the blood of Jesus. He waited, and Jesus shed his blood that night on the cross. He could have gone out and taken his life too, but he waited until the blood was shed, and he found a place of deliverance. Folks, the blood has been shed for us this morning, and there is a place of deliverance. But if there's been repeated failures, don't think the devil wants to bench you. You know what I'm saying? He wants to put you on the bench. You're not good enough to play on the field. You're benched. It's over. And if you get benched, I probably, in my own self, I'd rather be playing or just go do something else. But what's the point of being benched? Folks, don't give up. Don't give up, but recognize the Lord has something for all of us, and He'll bring us through the things that look like they might destroy us. Don't give up, but keep going, and the Lord's going to bring you through to a place of victory. Remember the clay that marred in the hands of the potter? The Lord had something in mind. The Lord will take whatever places we find ourselves in, and He's going to make something out of it. So if we don't know what He's doing, don't give up. Press on. We sing the song, Press On. It comes from Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That I was going to bring a book up. Yeah, there's a book there. That song, Press On. Let me find the number here. Number 261. Press on, my brother, sister, and face the deadly foe. Through Jesus Christ we'll conquer. Press on and let thy failings. He didn't say press on if you ever have a failure. He said press on and let thy failings a blessing to thee prove. Press on, the raging tempest and fiery billows roll. Press on mid strong temptation, tell Satan he must flee. In Jesus' name resist him and victory thine shall be. Press on forever trusting, in faith believing too. In spite of doubt or feeling, God's word will take you through. Press on. Press on when you're hurt and you're disappointed in others, press on. Don't give up. Don't let down. Don't give in to a spirit of resignation, because when we do, that's exactly what the enemy wants. The enemy has won when we resign. Now understand what I said at the beginning. Take the message in context. There's a place sometimes that we resign. There is a place the Lord leads us. There's a time. But I'm talking about that spirit of giving up. A give up spirit. I want to encourage us to keep pressing on. There's a, and I may have mentioned it here before, but in college, there were some, the classes that I took that were weed out classes. They were weed out classes. In other words, they were extremely hard. And if you didn't have your mind set on the goal, you would quit. And that means you go into a group of fairly capable people, and the class average in some certain physics class, second semester of engineering physics, second semester, first test, the class average, I think, was about 30%. We're talking about math science people that go into the program, and the class average was 30% or something like that. Do you know what you do if you're not really, your purpose is to make it through? You go drop the class. You can't get your degree unless you go through those weed out classes. And so you have to say, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen. I've got a 30% on this test. I don't know. And I did too. It was 30 something or whatever it was. But I don't know what, I don't know what's going to happen, but I have to have this class. And you just have to grit your teeth and push through and hope that something changes before you get your grade at the end of the semester. And do you know what? For people that push through, things worked out all right. That you had to press. Life is just like that. You're going to face some difficulties and some hard things in life, but we're going to have to press to get through. There are places in the work of the Lord that resignation, it would be easy just to stop. Do you know that singers and Sunday school teachers and ministers get tired too? And there is a tendency to say, you know what? I resign. Just, it would be easier. But do you know what? We don't want to fail what God has for us to do. And I want to encourage everyone in the body of Christ, whatever job God has given you to do, follow the Spirit of the Lord when He leads, but be sure it's His leading. And we don't want to give in to this attitude or spirit of just giving up because there's a problem or difficulty or it seems like maybe going through a dry season. Do you know we all go through dry seasons in life? And if we all gave up, where would we be? But you will find that when you press through the dry places, that you come out into the valleys that are nice and there's fruit and the water's flowing freely. So let's not quit. There is a story, and I'm going to conclude here in just a few minutes. There is a man by the name of R.U. Darby that his uncle had during the gold rush. Many years ago, he went out and he had a desire to make money and find gold. And he went out and he found gold. He bought a mine. They began to dig in and he found gold and he needed machinery. So he went home to his neighbors and friends and he borrowed money to get machinery. And he went back and he began to mine. They got out a few cars of ore and sent it into the smelter, some of the richest ore. And he just needed a few more cars and then all the machinery would be paid off and then he'd start making his big money. This vein ran out. So they resigned. They quit. Well, he sold all the machinery in the mine to the junk man. Came by the junk man. The first thing the junk man did was call for a mining engineer to come look things over. Mining engineer came and did a survey of it, and he said, I think what they didn't know is that there are faults underneath, and there should be another seam that should pick up just right here within a few feet. They started digging again and found rich millions of rich gold 3 feet deeper. 3 feet deeper. If they would have just dug 3 feet deeper. And all that went to the junk man. Do you know this morning that spiritually you will find that many times it's about the place that people quit. If they would just keep working, that you're going to find that place of victory. I heard this week someone talking and they said, and it really stood out to me. I mentioned it to Renee, said in talking about people problems. See, there are people relationship issues. They said as long as people are still talking, as long as people are still talking, there's a possibility of resolution. But it's when people stop talking that it's over. In other words, in marriage, there are some marriages, I'm saying people shouldn't act like this, but if they shouldn't. But out in the world, unsaved people bickering and arguing and fighting, and I'll go a step further, yelling and screaming, unbecoming behavior, okay? But at least they're talking. But when they stop talking and go their separate ways, it's when there's no possibility, you see? So in resolution, as long as they're still talking, and again, for children of God, do it with appropriate behavior. But as long as there's talking, see, there's possibility. But when there's a spirit of resignation, it's over. So I just want to encourage you all to keep digging and don't stop. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The author of this book that I'm reading out of this illustration is by Napoleon Hill, titled Think and Grow Rich. And that's where that story came from. And he mentioned in his book, he said, more than 500 of the most successful men in this country that he had ever known told this author that their greatest success came just one step beyond the point at which defeat had overtaken them. In other words, it seems like there's nowhere else. It seems like defeat is upon us. But they kept going and found a place of success. Saints, I want to encourage you, don't give up. Don't have a spirit of resignation, but yield yourself to the Lord, but keep going forward. Amen.